Okay, WW5 at 1217 0600 UTC. 3, 2. Authorities in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin, again. Authorities in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin said a teenage student killed a fellow student at a teacher and a teacher at a school on Monday and wounded six others before the suspect was found dead at the scene. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more on the latest mass shooting to devastate a U.S. campus. That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Police say a motive for the shooting has not been discovered, but that the shooter's family is cooperating with the investigation. Governor Phil Murphy of the northeastern U.S. state of Governor Phil Murphy of the northeastern U.S. state of the northeastern U.S. state of New Jersey told reporters Monday that drone detecting devices have not found anything threatening from the mysterious drones that Governor Phil Murphy of the northeastern U.S. state of New Jersey told reporters Monday that drone detecting devices have not found anything threatening from the mysterious drones that have been flying over the state in recent days. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more. Two men, including a dual Iranian-American citizen, have been arrested on charges that they exported sensitive technology to Iran that was used in a deadly drone attack in Jordan on a U.S. military outpost. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned Iran for sentencing a dual Iranian-American journalist to 10 years in prison. A spokesman for the U.S. State Department said Monday it was aware of the sentence handed down on The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned Iran for sentencing a dual Iranian-American journalist to 10 years in prison. A spokesman for the U.S. State Department said Monday it was aware of the sentence handed down on Reza Valizadeh in response to an inquiry from VOA. A spokesman for the U.S. State Department said Monday it was aware of the sentence handed down on Reza Valizadeh in response to an inquiry from VOA. It was the first confirmation by the U.S. that Valizadeh had been jailed in Iran since reports. It was the first confirmation by the U.S. that Valizadeh had been jailed in Iran since reports emerged in October that he had been detained there in late September. Valizadeh is a former journalist for VOA sister network Radio Farda. He left the Persian language news service in 2022. His detention is the only publicly reported case of a U.S. citizen being jailed by the Islamic Republic since a rare U.S.-Iran prisoner swap in September 2023. Iran views VOA, Radio Farda, and other Western-based Persian media outlets as hostile entities because they draw attention to public dissent and protests against the nation's authoritarian Islamist rulers. France is rushing rescue workers and supplies to its Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte after the island group was battered by its worst cyclone in nearly a century. Here's AP correspondent John Leicester with the latest. That was AP correspondent John Leicester. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News. All right, let's do number three again, just for safety's sake. Three, two. Two men, including a dual Iranian-American citizen, have been arrested on charges that they exported sensitive technology to Iran that was used in a deadly drone attack on a U.S. military outpost in Jordan. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.